Début du dialogue 4.
When you take an exam at university, you hand in your written answer and then wait a few weeks before finding out what mark your professor considers your work deserves. Now instead of that, imagine that when you finished your work, you'd simply click the send button and receive a mark back instantly after your essay has been assessed by a software program.
I can't imagine any reputable university getting involved in such a ridiculous experiment.
You couldn't be more mistaken. The University of Harvard and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have founded a non-profit enterprise called edX to offer courses on the internet. This enterprise has just introduced essay grading software, and it's planning to make the software available free to any institution that wants to use it. The software uses artificial intelligence to grade student essays and short written answers, so it frees professors for other more productive tasks.
Now listen, automated grading systems can function satisfactorily for multiple choice or true-false tests, and are now commonplace. But multiple choice and true-false tests are devised to ensure that there's only one right answer, so correction by a machine doesn't raise any problems. But that kind of test has a negative outcome. It's unintelligent to accustom young people to the idea that there are situations where there can only be one single right answer, unless of course you want to turn them into robots. But after all, that may be one wish of the powers that be.
The edX grading system is revolutionary, and the organization's president has often underlined its obvious advantages. Students can have immediate feedback, which means they can react quickly and learn more effectively. Isn't that a great improvement on the traditional system where they wait days or even weeks for work to be handed back?
I'm totally skeptical about automated marking or grading tools. I can't take seriously any proposal that they should be used to replace living and thinking human beings. Have you heard of the group called Professionals Against Machine Scoring of Student Essays in High Stakes Assessment?
The name doesn't ring a bell.
The group was set up to protest against automated marking and the threat it represents for education. They've already collected over 2,000 signatures, including high-profile names such as Noam Chomsky. They put the problem clearly in their preamble to the online petition. Computers cannot read. They cannot measure the essentials of effective written communication. Accuracy, reasoning, adequacy of evidence, and good sense, among others.
But let's face it, these opponents come from an educational world that no longer really exists. Class sizes are getting bigger all the time in most institutions, and that makes it impossible for most teachers to give students meaningful feedback on written assignments.
It's a fundamental error to cut corners in education. They're short-term savings leading to long-term losses.
But consider the most recent modern developments in education. Look, a good example is the massive open online course, the MOOC. When you've got thousands of people enrolled for such a course, automated grading is essential. In fact, there's no alternative. And the instant feedback provided by automated marking turns these long-distance learning courses into a game. Students try again and again until they get it right.
Get it right, but there is no one right. The purpose of higher education is to get students to think critically. A multiple choice test will never in any circumstances permit assessment of that fundamental objective. As for essays, grading them can only be carried out by experienced teachers.
Automated assessment technology dates back to the early 1960s. There are now several companies in the US that offer commercial programs to grade written test answers. Four states, including Louisiana and West Virginia, are using some form of technology in their high school classrooms. Sometimes the software is used as a kind of second reader to check the reliability of the human grader.
Using software to check the reliability of the human grader is one of the most absurd things I've ever come across. Did you hear of the professor who created nonsense essays and succeeded in tricking the software so it gave him good marks?
Fin du dialogue 4.